Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
You are listening to KNKX. In more than two decades of leading group travel, there are very few places in Europe that KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley has not visited. One of those few places is the city of Lyon in France, and he gives us his first impression on this week's Going Places.
I'm currently in the very, very heart of France. I am 300 miles south of Paris, 200 miles north of Marseille, and you know what I find amazing is that in my 20-plus years of touring, I have never been to Lyon. This is my very first time here, and I'm not sure what took me so long. It's got world-class wines, some of the best cuisine in all of France, fantastic archaeological sites, and these really odd kind of winding passageways that make their way under the city called Traboules. Now, the Traboules are dating back to the 4th century, and they were used by the silk merchants to get their goods down to the river safely. They were used also in the Middle Ages to transport goods, and they're, again, below the city. And in the 1940s, the Traboules were used by the resistance so they could fight the Nazi regime. So they're very historic, so that would be a great thing to do if you're, when you're here. So in addition to tasting some fine wines and hitting some great restaurants, you could go beneath the city and visit the Traboules or walk up above the city. At this very moment, I'm sitting in an ancient Roman theater that dates back, about 15 years before Christ. It's used today. It holds approximately 10,000 people. And in fact, it's used by young men who are running up and down the stairs, and young kids who are standing on the old stage and playing the part of Julius Caesar. It's a pretty, pretty magnificent place to soak up the sights. The Romans always picked a good place for their theater, so it's perched up above the city of Lyon, and you can see the Rhone River right below the theater kind of winding its way through the city and heading down towards the Mediterranean, down towards Aix-en-Provence and Arles and Avignon, so that's just about another 150 miles south of here. And it's also, of course, where you'll find the famous wineries of the Côte du Rhône, the most famous, of course, being the Château Neuf des Papes. Well, it's been a wonderful experience to be here in Lyon today. I can't believe I waited 20 years to get here. I'm in the medieval quarter of Lyon at this moment, and the restaurants are packed. There's people out and about strolling with their families. There seems to be a lot of gelaterias. I'm noticing a lot of people walking by with some gelato, so I'm going to have to go and get some. Au revoir.
That was KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley on his first visit to Lyon, France. He is the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions and joins us weekly to talk about travel. You can see some photos from Lyon and listen to previous episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org.